Welcome to the Nightly Five podcast with Ben O'Shea.
Well, after weeks of speculation, it does seem as if the end of the road has finally come for Jason Demetriou. South Sydney's board is meeting this morning to decide the fate of their coach.
Yes, is it the end of the road for South's coach, Jason Demetriou? It's hard to know what's going on in Rabbitohs land because that assumed end is not coming as quickly as we thought. Joining me now with an update is sports editor at The Nightly, Ben McClellan. Ben, we've spoken about the Rabbitohs coach many, many times on The Nightly Five. Yep. It did look this morning as if the axe was about to fall. They had called a board meeting. They were going to discuss whether or not he would continue in the top job. And then the decision was deferred.
No decision. They've gone with they need to go to the bunker. I don't know if this saga can have any more twists. So we're all loving it in the media because obviously there's endless headlines. But, you know, all jokes aside, there, you know, is a person involved in this. And that's Jason Demetriou, who's, you know, living his own private hell very publicly at the moment. So, yeah, the South board met this morning. You know, the expectation was they would come out saying that he'd been sacked and Ben Hornby, the assistant coach, would step in. That's been deferred to a second board meeting, which is taking place after 5 p.m. tonight, because Nick Pappas, who's sort of the godfather of South Sydney Rugby League, he needs to be dialed in. So they're going to have essentially a second meeting at which they will decide Jason's future. Now, he exited training this morning, very poetically. It was raining, pretty miserable sort of day in Sydney. He faced a media scrum as he came out of the South training park, fielded a few questions, which was good of him. Basically said, there's not much he can do. It is what it is. He backed in the players, saying they'd been handling it well. There was some touching photos that came out of Jack Whiten, who's one of the recruits that Jason brought in from Canberra, giving Jason a hug at training. But yeah, we hopefully should know more definitely by tomorrow, if not tonight. And guess who South are playing on Thursday?
Oh.
Penrith. so that's a loss.
Yes, that's so, just pencil the double the so L in right there.
I mean, the school of thought is if they're going to sack him, just sack him. If they're going to have an interim coach for the rest of the season, then just make that happen so the team can adjust. Or otherwise, I guess, publicly back him in. But I just really can't see the latter as happening. As once the blood is in the water in modern sport for a coach, it is very rare that they survive.
Well, let's go back to what Nick Pappas said only a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
He told the Daily Telly that the first thing is we want Jason to succeed.
Yes.
Right? We want him to win. There's no doubt about that. We want him to succeed so he can carry the club through the rest of the season and his entire contract. And since then, they've lost.
Yes. Yeah, well, I mean,
lost
the players might be with him and giving him hugs on the training park, but, you know, they're not making the tackles. They're not scoring the try. So whatever's happening at the club is not working. They've had, you know, Sam Burgess left last year. He was an assistant. There were question marks over of Demetriou and how he handled the coaching and, you know, claims of preferential treatment, particularly towards players like Latrell Mitchell. Mitchell's been nowhere because he's banned. He's obviously in his own furor, facing his own furor at the moment over a variety of issues, the latest being whether or he will play State of Origin or not. He apparently doesn't want to play, but now, you know, maybe sort of contractually obliged as an NRL player. It's just a complete mess.
Yeah, it is an absolute mess. If you had to bet your house on whether Demetriou survives, what have you done?
I'd bet my house that he won't survive.
Yeah, yes. I'm with you on
but
that.
But just like a little Monopoly house, not like a proper house.
Because it's South, you just never know.
Because I actually just bought a house, so I don't really want to bet that. Would not go well with the family.